Alright, so for problem, for project 1.2, you were giving a pulse sequence of a positive unit pulse for 150 microseconds, followed by a zero value for the function for 100 microseconds, and then a negative unit pulse for 150 microseconds. And then it was zero after that, and then the whole process repeated again. 2,860 microseconds after this initially started. So that's the period then for this function, for this repeat periodic function then, okay? And remember, the period is going to be 2 times L, all right? So we have this half period. It's going to be 1,430. Now, to go ahead and find the Fourier series using the setup that we've had so far is we're going to center our periodic waveform about zero, all right? So we're not going to do an even or odd extension for this one, all right? Because we already have this periodic function. And now we need to go ahead and draw what that periodic function looks like about the origin. And so, in essence, you need to take this form here, all right, and then look at what this looks to the left-hand side of this. And all we have, we'll take a look at this part here. What's to the left of this? Well, it's just that part of the function that's going to be zero. So we're going to have this over here is going to be zero from negative L up to this rise. Notice here that to the left of this rise, all right, this step, is that it's zero along here. So from negative L up to our increase to our unit step here, the function is zero. So we're going to find the Fourier series of this going from negative L to L, all right. Let's see now, looking for the coefficients for the even terms, cosine terms, and the offset, constant offset. The a sub zero then, well, we have symmetry about the y is equal to zero here around this horizontal axis. So if you have that symmetry, in essence, you can't see an obvious offset, like adding some value so that it's shifted up or shifted down. Most, it will be that this is equal to zero. But all you have to do is go through and do your integration. Your function f of t is going to be zero here, here, and here, so that contributes nothing. It's going to be a positive 1 over this fixed interval, so that's 150 microseconds in duration. So this part here will give you 150 over L, and then this part here will give you a negative 150 over L. So the area of this subtract the area of that is going to give you 0. So you have that without even performing the integration. Now, for the remaining terms then, we can go ahead and once again, here's the general formula, but this portion is going to be zero in here, so really we only need to integrate from 0 to 150 when the function is 1, and then from, well let's see, that's 150 plus 100 microseconds, so that should be 250 if I've got this right, and then this part here is a duration of 150, so 250 plus 150 should give me 400 microseconds. So this should run from 250 to 400 microseconds, where this is a negative 1, and that's a cosine of m pi t over L and dt there. So those are the only two non-zero parts of our integral over the interval from negative L to L. The integral of given on the previous board will result in this expression for the a sub n coefficients. So the sine of 15 over 143 n pi plus the sine of 25 over 143 n pi minus the sine of 40 over 143 n pi, that whole expression over n pi. To find the coefficients bn, once again, we're just looking at 1 over L, the half period, integrate from negative L to L, our function ft times the sine of m pi t over L dt, just like what was done with the to find the coefficients for the an. So just as was done for the a sub n. Okay, this is then what, using Maple, I got for B sub n. Okay, now, this whole thing is in parentheses, so this is in the numerator, this 1 minus cosine, plus cosine. Okay, this is the end of that parentheses here, and it's all divided by n pi there.